We say hello now to Vince Ferrara from 99.1 The Sports Animal in Knoxville and, of course, the Vol Network. Vinny, what's up, my man? How are you?
I'm good, guys. Good to be on with you. Appreciate you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. This has been obviously a lot of fun to follow this journey and with the Vols in Omaha. And 2-0 wasn't an easy 2-0 by any means. Friday night, of course, had a little drama. Have you guys in Knoxville talked a lot about that game in particular, and you know, maybe the should they have called the strike three or the check swing? How much has that been brought up, or has it kind of been like fans are like, hey, let's just move on, we'll take that one?
Well, it's been both, but because they got the win over North Carolina on Sunday, you know, that Monday was our first time to react to both. So the 2-0 is something they have not done before in program history. So that really, I think, was the biggest thing. But you can't help but reflect on how that game ended and then the incredible single-player performance by Christian Moore, which is up there in Tennessee Athletics history in single-game performances. It's only the second player ever to hit for the cycle in a Men's College World Series game. Just 440-foot, 118 exit velo homer to center, where it's hard to get the ball out in that ballpark. The clutch double in the ninth, where Tennessee was so incredibly locked in on their approach. They got to 3-2 counts four times in the inning. It's 4-2 out hits, which means the game was on the line, and executing with two strikes was fantastic for a team that gets the rep of just being home run hitters, which they're not. They use all fields, and they've adapted to that ballpark too, even if, you know, some fly balls or some extra base hits don't leave the yard that would normally leave at Lindsey Nelson or anywhere else. So, two very different games. And yeah, Tennessee fans don't think Blake Burke went around. Florida State fans look at it differently, but it was so close that I don't think Tennessee fans are apologizing for that by any means, because they did something with the opportunity that they got from staying alive there.
Vince Ferrara is with us. Now, you kind of hit on where I wanted to go next, that you know they were hit a lot of home runs this year. You mentioned Lindsey Nelson Stadium and then how different Omaha is. How much of an emphasis do you think that Tony Vitello had with that of kind of knowing – that his team had a lot of power, but this park was going to play a little bit different. So trying to just get on base, hit the ball to, you know, get extra base hits, things like that. How much do you think they worked on that?
I don't think that it was a ton. This team has been so successful. They've used all fields all season long. You know, you hit the ball square with some backspin, and you're going to get it either in the gaps or it's going to leave the yard. Blake Burke's one of the best in the country in doubles. He's 28 on the year. So he's not just with an uppercut swing that is now changing his approach. He's had a better approach throughout the year. He's made himself into a much improved player. So I don't think the results are different and that they're hitting for doubles and triples, but I don't think they have put it in the players' heads that now you got to just poke at the ball or just get it through or hit singles or anything like that. They're doing what they do, but when you hit it as hard and as well as Tennessee does to all fields, because there's room in that ballpark, you're still going to have success, and they still have some guys with power to leave the yard. So I don't think it's been a huge adjustment for them in terms of approach.
We're talking to Vince Ferrara. He hosts 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on 99.1 The Sports Animal in Knoxville and the Vol Network.
Vince, last week we had Andrew Behnke on our show before they left to go to Omaha, and we're talking about the loss to Evansville on that Saturday. I was like, what was the mood in the locker room? What was going on? What did Coach Vitello tell you guys? He's like, hey, we lost. We play tomorrow. I mean, was that kind of matter-of-fact, like, you know what you got to do and go out and get it done tomorrow? Is that kind of been the MO for this team all year, Vince? Kind of like, hey, just go out and do your job.
Yeah, and Joe, the results have backed that up. They haven't lost back-to-back games since the opening SEC weekend to Alabama.
Wow.
That's it. So they ran through and won the last nine in conference play. They have not lost two straight, obviously, in the postseason either. So this team, it was challenged more during the year than they were 2 years ago, where they're compared to now with those 57 wins. But it was a lot easier in that season. So when you got into some adversity against Notre Dame at home in the Super Regionals, it was a different type of dynamic. This team has shown Tony Vitello toughness that maybe even is grown more than what he thought it would be going into the year. But they're tight-knit, and they've learned from their experiences. And so, yeah, I don't think he needs to preach it too much, just really kind of like a matter of fact, because they've been there, done that, getting to the rubber match of series. And they're 6-1 in those rubber matches of games, winning their last six, where it came down to that last game. Their season was on the line, even though nobody expected it against Evansville. They blew Evansville out, which is also what they've done in responding in all those other previous rubber matches that they played this year, just kind of doing their thing that they've been used to this year.
Vince, you've covered this team for a while. You've covered college baseball for a while. Tell us why this sport is now skyrocketing. I mean, it's talked about. People watch it. The ratings are up. People love it. Yeah. Why is this sport going like it is now?
I think a couple of reasons, Joe. One is the TV exposure is there, and because they have seen the sport deliver when they've gotten in their time slots, I think they've continued to get them in maybe better spots. It's not as cheap to put on the air as softball is, and it's not as confined in that two-hour window. That's why the networks love softball, because it's quick, it's fast, it's energetic, and it stays on time, largely. It's entertaining. Baseball is not quite to that level, but it's very entertaining. I think the biggest thing, though, is unfortunately since the pandemic, you had minor league teams get cut, and you have fewer of them. So they've also cut back on the draft. And now you have fewer spots for guys to get to Major League Baseball and get into those organizations. That has kept back a lot of the talent in college baseball, and it's benefited from it because guys are getting better. Now the portal also is allowing players to level up in terms of competition and get better. Everybody in these major conferences, that's why there's the SEC-ACC challenge going into this College World Series.
Right.
Because a bunch of these teams have guys that stepped up from the mid-majors, and they've gotten better coaching, better facilities, all those kind of things. So more players squeezed in, getting developed at the highest level, and you're seeing them produce when it's on the line. I mean, so many close games. It's only going to help them. And by the way, game two, and I can't remember the last time this is the case, game two on Sunday of the College World Series Final Series, that's listed on ABC. I don't know that that's happened before. ESPN, ESPN 2, that is the schedule I saw. Game two will be on ABC, which is cool.
I love it. We're talking to Vince Ferrara on the Chase and Big Joe show. Vince, I told you this at a Vol football game last fall. I love you and John on the radio, because if you disagree with an umpire's call, you will let the audience know. And I think it's totally different. I love listening to it because there have been some calls that you thought were strikes, were balls, and back and forth. And you guys, it's just, you guys have fun. And I think people recognize that and love it, because it's really cool to listen. Finally, broadcasters like, hey, that was wrong, and we're going to tell you about it. I love it. You guys do a great job.
Man, I appreciate that, Joe. Yeah, there's obviously the fans will tell you, too, in the background.
Yeah.
If they disagree on a close pitch. And sometimes, you know, at the end of games, it kind of gets skewed, but, like, the fan strike zone gets a little bit bigger when you're on the mound, you know. But still, it's cool, and I appreciate it. We always have fun.
Vince Ferrara is with us. So, looking at what Tony Vitello has done at Tennessee, I mean, I think it's easy to say he's the best baseball coach they've ever had. Is this a good thing that John Curry did? Does he get credit for this, or is this Fulmer?
It was a Curry hire. Yeah.
So he did one good thing.
Yeah, and he's at Wake Forest, so there would have been even more of that connection had he and Chase Burns gotten to the Super Regional in Knoxville, which is what everybody was talking about. But I'm kind of glad that we didn't have that kind of drama, honestly, because that would have been a bigger storyline than the actual games themselves. So, it was a Curry hire. I remember that. It was crazy. He had a little baby face at the time, Tony Vitello. And, that was probably the peak in terms of coaching hires for Curry.
Well, it's going to be fun for sure to see where this goes, whether it's Florida State or North Carolina up next. Vince, appreciate it as always. Good to catch up with you, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, boys. Good to talk to you. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Vince Ferrara from 99.1 The Sports Animal in Knoxville hosts the morning show there from 6 to 9 Eastern. And it is the Chase and Big Joe Show, Tuesday edition, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.